Our epistle for the second Sunday after Easter is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. Beloved, Christ has suffered for us, leaving you an example, that you may follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, did not revile, when he suffered, did not threaten, but yielded himself to him who judged him unjustly, who himself bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live to justice. And by his stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. At that time Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, but the hireling, who is not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches and scatters the sheep, but the hireling flees because he is a hireling, and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Christ has suffered for us, leaving you an example that you may follow in his steps. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When meditating upon the theme of this Sunday as it was approaching, there was a thought that kept coming to mind. A word, and that word was conviction. Now, of course, we know that the term conviction can be defined as a formal declaration of someone's guilt. But the secondary definition is the one I think we are wont to use in connection with the theme this Sunday, and that is a firmly held belief. On this Sunday, we are asked to check our convictions in a very endearing way, really. But this is where honesty must be at play. Anybody can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and those words pretty easily flow off the lips. But when it concerns how we live, is the Lord really our shepherd? I know mine and mine know me. Our parish theme this year begs the question, do we? He does know us, and he does know exactly where we stand. Do we know him? Do we know Christ better today than we did yesterday? Will we strive to know him better tomorrow than we do today? It's only in knowing him better that we can love him more. And in loving him more, serve him more faithfully. Sheep are meant to follow the shepherd. This is where we ought to concern ourselves with making sure that we are not a detriment to our fellow, quote-unquote, sheep, our fellow man, who are also called to follow the shepherd. We have to ask ourselves how we are living. And then we have to awaken ourselves to the reality of what's at stake. What is at stake? Well, it's very simple. Eternity. We are either with him or we are against him. The gray area is made up by us. It doesn't exist. We can't be kind of with him and not kind of with him. We are either with him or we are not with him. We are either part of the fold, one with the shepherd, following the shepherd, or we're not. All through Lent, we were given the thing that we are reminded, the recipe to be a good disciple of what we are reminded of in today's liturgy. St. Peter tells us, leaving you an example, Christ suffered, leaving you an example that you may follow in his steps. Deny self, take up your cross, follow me. Not my words. These are God's words. It doesn't matter how many people we can get to side with us or any of the other nonsense that we can think up. The reality is either you're with him or you're not with him. Are you? Are you with him? Because if you're with him, then he is your shepherd and you shall not want. You don't have to worry. You'll be able to manage through the storm of the day. But if he's not in the boat is doomed. The sea will overcome the boat. The world will overcome the soul. It doesn't matter if he's asleep in the boat. Only matters if he's with us. We have to confirm our faith, confirm our hope, and perfect our love. And if we are doing this day in and day out, then we're on the right course. If we're not, then we had better start. The eternal ramifications are either with him, and that's heaven, or the alternative. And what's the alternative? Oh, don't say it, Father. Yes, I'm going to say it. Hell. Not just a concept, not just an idea, an actuality, and a choice that we make. We go through life, we make a choice. I'm either with Christ, I either love Christ. What does it say? If you love me, keep my commandments. My Father will love you, we will come to you and make our abode with you. Or we're not with Christ. This is gospel truth. So as we continue with Holy Mass on this Good Shepherd Sunday, oh, let's not make this one of those Sundays of a nice thought Sundays. That's what I like to call them. Oh, the Good Shepherd, that's a nice thought. No. Let us make sure that we are sheep of the Good Shepherd. It is only then that we can be good sheep. Let us make sure we're doing what we need to do to be with him who is life and the light of men. Let us strive to know him better, to love him more, so that in serving him in time, we can be forever with him in our true home, which is heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.